Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Hi there to all my friends, possibly family, and anyone that wants to know how to get out of a self-made hell, and those that want to know how to stay out of a self-made hell. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Welcome to the Global Vision for Living Today show. You know, I can hardly wait to see these dashboard icons fly up because it means someone is interested in today. It means someone is interested in tomorrow. It means someone is interested in their future. And this morning, we're going to be talking about something that is very timely, and that is in a question form. Hey, come on. Can you hear me? Is the future of the black man in America doomed? There's a lot of talk going on about the black man, a lot of talk going about the white man. But one thing about it, the black man is out there now in the forefront because he has a story to tell. He has some things that he wants people to know that perhaps they don't know and possibly have forgotten about his existence here in America. Many are saying there's no hope for him. There's events going around talking about the black man's presence in America and how he got here, how he's not made it over. And most of all, what is he doing here that's going to assure that his tomorrow is going to be better than it is today? Well, some are saying black man is in trouble because God is left behind. Some are saying common sense among the ranks of the black man in America has all but disappeared. There seems to be no spiritual understanding of where the black man's current of problems began and how they can end this mental carnage, because anything that anyone is doing is starts first in the mind. The body is a servant of the mind. So what's going to happen with all of the issues and the madness going on here in America? We're not even going beyond. You know, Danny used to say, take care of your house first before you go outside the door to take care of someone else's house. What is going to happen? Well, today on this show, you're going to hear suggestions to this type of pandemic. Now, don't hang up. Don't start getting a little antsy, saying, oh, well, you know, I've heard it all. I keep my TV on 24 hours a day, and I'm talking to friends and neighbors, and still nothing, still in the same place, still doing the same thing, still thinking the same thing, still acting the same way. What in the world is going on? No, you're going to hear something new, something that you can open your door and walk out of and prayerfully make a difference. Is the black man in so much trouble that he's not going to be able to rebound? Is there reason to? Has any organization given the black man any reason to stop running around throwing sticks and stones, Molotov cocktails, overturning police cars, burning buildings? Oh, my God, is that the answer? Do we have to resort to that to get to that? Well, we have with this Colonel, Dr. Reverend William Harrison. Hi, Dr. Harrison. Hi, Dr. Harrison.
Good morning.
Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Dalton, and listening audience. So it's great to be with you again.
Open up, because I know you have something to say. You have words of wisdom. I sure hope so, because someone has got to say something that is really going to make a difference in the lives of others, especially the black man, so he can say, you know what, I'm going to get up and rise. There was centuries ago, two people sitting on a stone near an unoccupied cave, and there was trouble in the land, and they decided they were going to hide up in the hills of Jerusalem until they were told the story about triumph and deliverance. And they looked at each other, and the question came up, why sit ye here? Why sit we here and die? I'm going to get up. I'm going to rise above this. Leprosy, disease and all, I'm out of here. I'm not going to sit here. I've already been here, done that. Been there, nothing. So I might as well rise up and go back down into this township and try to make something happen, leprosy or not. Well, right now, people are saying, somebody help. We need some kind of guidance. We need some kind of, my dad used to say, forewithal. That means some kind of inner gut power to help make a decision. But right now, people are talking about the black man. He's running. He then ran to and fro. Everything he could put his hand on that he could possibly destroy during the protest the last 60 days, easily. They're saying, so what? After the buildings are burned down, stores looted, people shot in the back of the head, police assaulted, where is he going? What is he going to do? Who led him to do what he's doing? Any change made by force is not worth having. If I've got to get out here and beat three or four people over the head to make my point is not worth it. And as we stand right now looking over the universe of the circumstances, we are wondering, is the future of the black man in America doomed? Colonel Harrison, you have a church there by the name of Second the Union Baptist Church. You're a minister. I understand you've stood there for many, many years. You've seen a lot because you've overlapped your ministry with your occupation as being a police officer, then on to becoming chief there. What future would you say after ministering there that the black man might have here in America? What future should he have? What future should he expect to have in light of the recent happenings here in America?
Excellent question. Thank you, Dr. Copentino. Based on your topic, is the black man doomed? I'll just briefly go back, come forward as quickly, as fast as I can. Let me just qualify what I'm about to say with saying I don't believe the black man is doomed. And the reason why, going back some 400 years ago, and I will fast forward, there was a subjugation wherein descendants of Africans, now called modern-day Afro-Americans, were enslaved in bondage, slave bondage, physical labor, free labor, working for plantation owners down south. A black man, black family survived that, came out of that era, came into post-slavery, survived that, came into the Jim Crow area, still discrimination and this and that, and not subject to loans and houses, couldn't buy farms and certain other necessities that were needed, survived that. Coming fast forward to modern day, blacks making up about 13% of the United States population. The threat that's probably more deadly toward the black race than the black man extinction is abortion. But that's another subject, another day, another time. So I don't believe the black man's doomed because black man's been able to survive all those things. Black generation been able to survive all those trials, those tribulations, those obstacles, those roadblocks, those stumbling blocks, and all those obstacles and pedestals that have been placed in their path. But the black man has to develop a sense of unity and net worth and love. But we are brother's keeper. So if one segment of the population does not exist or fail to exist, it's going to affect the other segment of the population. According to the Bible, there's only two categories of people, either Jew or Gentile. I'll pause.
Yeah, Jews and Gentiles. But, you know, you don't hear these people, at least I haven't, that are involved in a lot of the riotings and problems to draw attention to their plight, past, present, or future. You don't see them talking about, I'm a Gentile, I'm a Jew, and so forth and so on. So if we want to call the black race, are you calling them Gentiles? Or which race are you referring to as Gentile right now?
Yes, the Gentile is a non-Jew. Originally, the original descendants were the Hebrews, descending from Abraham, Hebrew and Gentile. And from the Hebrews, came the ancient Israelites. From the ancient Israelites came the modern-day Jews. So anyone that's not born of Jewish heritage is Gentile, regardless of what country or race or nationality they may claim today. If they're not Jewish, then they're Gentile.
Okay, and so I'm not sure how that plays into what's going on now, because I haven't heard anyone say, I'm a Gentile, and I'm going to fight. You know, I'm going to throw a Molotov cocktail. I think that's something that we can really draw on. I think that if we're talking about the future, and if they were called that, and certainly you're a minister, so you, I'm assuming you know exactly what you're talking about, but we're not talking about Gentiles against Jews here. I think what we're talking about is the descendants from the Africa, Saharan Africa shores, and being lined up all along that ivory coast. You know, I was looking at a map of how slavery got started. But, you know, I don't want to really get too far into slavery because, you know, if that's the case, you know, let's say these so-called modern-day Gentiles have had an opportunity before the incident in Minneapolis to raise their hands and raise their hearts and hands and say, look, I've had some problems for foreign to charge. You're responsible for it, and I want to do something about it. I don't think this cataclysmic event that occurred was really the thrust of it. I think there's been some issues, mental, spiritual issues all along with the simmering within the black race. And now, okay, you know, here's an opportunity. You know, I've had enough. I've exploded. And now I'm going to tear America down. Now we can go back, you know, this Gentiles. We can say that we can walk backwards and say these Gentiles had an opportunity in the 20s to raise their hands and hearts against slavery. Some were still on the plantations at that time, their children. We can say in the 40s there was an uprising of blacks and in marketplaces in other states where they would beat down and run out of town. Then we can come into the modern day riots here in our state. They were called the Watts riots, and I know there were smaller riots in between. Then after that, 1992, Rodney King, that was flashed all over the world, how he was beaten on Normandy and Manchester and the city of Los Angeles. What happened then? What happened all of these times? They go back, there's a black race, and then it's business as usual. But right now, because there's individuals that want to take over America, yeah, I can throw some bones. I can throw some of my billions out there to try and make a takeover of America happen using this event. So many things happened. They even shut down Moms Against Violence or something where, you know, pregnant women were shown locking arms to shield protesters, and now Bev Barnum, who ran that, they're accusing her of sneaking behind the other Black Lives Matter group, trying to get that organization into a nonprofit to get some of that money. It all goes back to that. And of course, they are the ones I'm talking about, they're not Black women. So, with that being said, a history in America alone, not to mention over the African nations that they were sold out of. In America alone, we could go back almost 100 years, and we can, and talk about black risings. Why do you think this one is so important? They had a riot to kill, go back 20 years, 40 years passes, and another one. What is wrong with the black race, in your opinion? Is there anything wrong with them at all that has them doing what they're doing through major organizations that got millions? And they ain't got a dime. Ain't got a dime. Got to piece lease money together. I mean, something is wrong with this picture. What is wrong with that picture, Colonel Harrison?
The black race is suffering from oppression because of stereotypes, because of lack of opportunities. And there are opportunities that are afforded some, but not all. That's what the Great March was about recently. Equal justice for all. We could go back to the Watts riots, but that might have been predominantly manifested by black protesters. Same with the march on Washington, D.C., when Dr. King was assassinated in 68. That march. But this march recently, that was before us, as a result of George's death, was mostly people of European descent. So that tells me that there are people that want to help balance the scale, want to help see that justice is administered equally and there's equal opportunity for those of color who have been disenfranchised due to institution 400 years ago called slavery. But blacks themselves got to unify, got to come together. So as a combination of prejudice, as a combination of oppression, and it's a combination of discrimination, and it's a combination of self-esteem. There's so many factors that feed into the perception that the black race, especially the black man, is perishing. While that appears to be true, that will not necessarily happen unless the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob sees fit for that to happen.
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, I'm referring to a spiritual manifesto, if we may call it, that of man is out of jar. Something's happened along the way. If we, you know, mention God or bring God into it, you know, and I don't know how black people who was raised on spiritual living out to God in the pyramid of life, I don't know how we can get around that. But I was thinking, you know, as far as some of our black race, you know, we can say disenfranchised. Well, you know, like if my mom was poor, I didn't tell my mom who was poor to lay down pregnant and bring forth a child. Maybe she didn't have an understanding. Maybe there was an issue because, you know, we say disenfranchised. Well, how did they get disenfranchised? If I can't fly a plane, if I haven't gone to school to learn how to fly a plane, I'm not going to get anyone and try and fly it. If I haven't gone to a college or the university to become an attorney, I'm not going to go in the courtroom and demand, I'm going to represent you and you're innocent. I'm not going to do that. So many people are saying, well, you know what? Whatever the blacks want to do, are they qualified? Well, they didn't have a chance. Oh, my God. We can mention down through the century almost. Educated blacks. I found some in the 1600s that weren't even slaves, and someone has and I didn't write it down, but someone had two or three pages on Facebook about the real history of the black man, how he stood as judges amongst kings, and oh, there's a history there, but you know, the history is slanted toward blacks, you know. They ain't got nothing, they ain't had nothing because the white man done oppressed them. Well, we know that there's some black Hebrews running around with the real truth. So because in the 20s and 30s, you know, if I was alive, I didn't choose to go to school. The schools were open, equal opportunity. That's all I've heard since I was, you know, in my teens. And I'm a classic example of that. You know, if you want to study, go on and study. Someone's going to take note of that and give you an opportunity. All during graduation time, there's examples of people helping young black men and young black women get a college education, and they're standing next to them smiling. They got their cap and gown on. So if they're disenfranchised, are you saying they're disenfranchised as a whole? Because some have gotten through the ranks. Every June, there's a group of sisters, all five of them are doctors. They're all pediatricians, and there's big write-up about them. People that want to become something, they say there's an opportunity. You can go across the foreign line and get any free scholarships, free food, free medical, free dental, free vision, scholarship opportunities up the yang. I mean, so really, if we look at this, what can we say? And I'm only asking because we've had decades to rise up against the white man again, if that's what this is about, and say he has tied a rope around my neck again, you know, I can't do anything, I can't go in the stores, white and black, go in grocery stores, white and black, laying up in the hospital, white and black, laying up in the jail. Someone sent a report last week, they're 50-50, police killing whites just like they're killing blacks. But because the emphasis is on that, and trouble is all above our heads, there's an issue. What do you think about that? Why do you think right now there is so much emphasis tied to the future of the black man in America and what we see now. Because we're in almost the 90th day of all of the rioting, and still killing and burning. Is that the answer? Whether the black man is disenfranchised or not, is that the answer? Destroying property. We're up to almost $1 billion in destroyed property right now, $1 billion. And most of the carnage is going to be hit in the black neighborhood. Is that the answer? I know you're menacing. You're probably not going to say, oh, no, that's not the answer. Well, then what is one? And I know I'm kind of picking your brain because you're going to be one of the speakers at the upcoming. What is the future? Is the future? What is the future of the black man in America? You're going to be one of those speakers. And I know from listening to you, Pastor Dr. Harrison, you're going to cut it right down the middle. You're going to tell the truth of the matter. I don't think you're going to doom one race in behalf of another. And I don't think right now this is a color thing. It's a world thing, you know. I've been treated bad, so I'm going to go out and burn some buildings down. What can we say about blacks walking, say, the turn of even 2020, walking amongst the white man and not saying anything? You had some splinter groups out there, but there are some blacks saying, I sure wish they would put this thing back to where it was. Ain't nobody been bothering me. I done bought my home in a rich neighborhood. I got money in the bank. Ain't nobody coming over here to shoot to kill. What can you say about that?
I don't have the statistics with me, but if we look at it by and large, you compare, if you look at the plight and the socioeconomics of the black race compared to Hispanics, Latinos, Asians, European whites, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you'll find by large, not only are blacks perhaps the smallest in terms of the population percentage in the United States, but you'll find that they lack a certain equality areas such as education, such as professional job opportunities, such as college education, and it goes on and on and on. And it's not solely because it's mostly because of lack of opportunity. But second to that is there are some that just perhaps didn't pursue it. But I, an advocate that we have to move beyond the stereotype that the black man is unworthy, the black man is worthless, the black man is shiftless. You have people who are unworthy, shiftless, and so forth in every race, every creed, every nationality, every color. So the stigma still goes back. Sociologically, it still goes back 400 years. And it was the bra and the sweat of the ancestors of the blacks back then to help to build the infrastructure of this country to what it is today. And so look at the marches. Look at the marches carefully. And I've watched them. I watched just about every one of them. Majority of the people that were marching in support of equal rights and equal justice for blacks were European whites and Asians and so forth, and people from other nationality and ethnic groups. So I'm very open-minded and objective when it comes to this. Opportunities haven't always been there for the black race in general as a whole.
Okay, as a minister, is this something that you preach in your ministry? I just heard every word that you said, and I'm glad that you know I'm sitting here listening. But you know, some of these issues came up 2,000 years ago, and I'm segueing into this because you do have a ministry that you're actually standing teaching individuals. But, you know, when this race thing came up during the days of Moses, we can even go back Moses, but, you know, I'm going to just take it back to when Jesus was 12, entering into that temple. And we are subbing on our subtopic as far as the Bible. If anyone looks us up, they're going to see that Bible. Are you saying that you are teaching that this race issue is something that should continue. I know you mentioned 400 years twice. Is there any scripture that says, from Paul even, leaving these things that are now, leave them behind? I mean, do you find, and there's some new theology preachers that, I won't mention one that almost thanked Obama, but are you saying that we should keep stirring the pot over 400 years? Are you holding on to that bite that when you stand before your people and bring up 400 years, when do you and others make the decision that you're going to leave, turn that bone loose and start preaching forgiveness, start preaching, a pressing forward? I can name several scriptures, even, and when I keep bringing up Paul's name, he said, stretching forward towards the things, leaving Jesus, leaving all that behind. Does it solve anything? Because we can't go back and undo what happened 400 years ago. And many are not on that plane. You know, some got some kind of internal grudge, that they are just not going to turn that loose. And that's why we have people right now still out there, still marching. I'm looking at all the interracial marriages for the past 100 years. There's a lot of people out there even getting married to white folk. They aren't on that plane. Yes, the churches even that have interracial marriages. Since when do we turn loose that kind of attitude and start looking ahead, because we want to know what is the future? All of that, that's water under the bridge. And if you look into society, you'll see that there's just a segment that has gotten out there and started this mayhem. When do we turn that bone loose and decide, okay, this happened, okay, that happened, yeah, this and that happened? What is the future of the black man as we stand? And I know I'm probably picking your brain because you're one of the, in fact, I believe you're the keynote speaker, so I'm pretty sure you're going to cut that cake back down the middle and stand as Jesus did. He said, you know what, I want you guys out of my face. He said, when they ran trying to get Jesus involved in some potential insurrection, he said, I'm going to tell you clowns something. Give to surrender to Caesar what is his, but under God to God. So all of that mayhem that they were trying to start there against the rulership of the day then. We don't have grain. We don't have this. We've been in slavery. Our descendants been in slavery 4 inches. Jesus shut that door. Because remember, here we go with the 400 years of bondage that they were in. Jesus shut that door cold. And you don't hear it anymore in the scriptures, anything about something has to do with race. They would say, okay, he's a Jew, he is the son of the father of Abraham. Yeah. Since when do blacks practice what they preach and show no forms of hate? When do we move on to the black man's future?
Doc, I preach and teach salvation, deliverance from the power and penalty of sin. It's about love, goodness, mercy, and justice. Those are principles of the Bible. So regardless of whether a person is Jew or Gentile, I preach deliverance from the power and penalty of sin, salvation, leading people to where God wants them to go, where God wants them to be, regardless of what race, color, creed, nationality they may be. But the fact of the matter is, the history of the country stands, as I've stated, whether we want to accept it or not. But I'm preaching those principles of the Bible for any and everyone who will come and listen. Let him that have ears hear, let him have eyes see, what thus saith God the Father.
I'm glad to hear that, because there's a lot standing that are not doing that, and they're conjuring up. Some churches are opening their doors up for protesters to come in there and get a drink of water, use the bathroom, do whatever. You know, I think this is a topic we're going to run it right on over to next week, because people need to know what is the future of the black man. And is it really doomed? Is it really doomed? Thank you so much, Colonel Harrison, for being on the show. Hey, you guys, thank you so much. You guys love our show, and I can see this dashboard on. Thank you so much. Tune in next week. Thank you for listening in to the Global Vision for Living Today show. God bless you all. Have a great weekend.